Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 433, which is intended for broadcast June the 26th through July the 10th, 2015. That covers the 4th of July, Independence Day here in the United States.
In the U.S., Independence Day. 433, nobody's ever batted that high, I think, for a season. That's baseball. That's a pretty high batting average.
What is the highest batting average over a season?
I'm thinking, you know, that's a good question that I can't fully answer. I remember that your man from Kansas City, George Brett, back in the 80s, batted 390. That's about as, and maybe it was Ted Williams back like 1950 or something like that, you know? It's, any way you look at it, we're having a better batting average than that with our broadcasters, and that's a good thing, you know? in baseball, it's always less than 50%. And here at WWCR, we get way better than a 50% batting average. You know, when they come on with us, most of our guys stay because they can see that they're getting response. And it's not just us saying we're getting response. They are getting response. They're getting letters from listeners. They're getting donations. That's proof that you're getting out. You know, you can look at maps all day long, but are you getting out? Is your broadcaster getting response from listeners? And the answer is yes. You know, that's why they stay.
Yes.
That's I know we could say that's good frequency planning, but it's really just that the shortwave transmitters are working well, and they are getting out.
They are working well, despite the extreme heat that we're having in Nashville, which, you know, as long as you keep water in there and we get the air conditioning blowing, that's the way they're supposed to work. But we have had a stretch of about 2 weeks, like mid to upper 90s every day.
Oh, yeah. Heat index over 100 Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm. High humidity, all that.
But didn't you tell me that when you're talking to one of the Continental reps at different times in the past, and they said that those things are built where as long as you can kind of keep them cool down, they'll run in the desert, they'll run whatever.
Yeah, you know? They said it would run in the Sahara Desert.
Sahara Desert.
So maybe any desert. That was just the phrase that was used with me.
Well, I know with us, the electric company locally is very appreciative of our presence here.
They should be. I don't know if they are or not.
Transmitters take a lot, and that AC takes a lot, too, you know?
It does. It's a big we have several AC units.
Big units. We're not talking about windy units. We're talking about big, like, big AC units, right? You know?
Over a career, I didn't look this up or anything. I shuffled through it in my brain. Over a career of 24 seasons, Ty Cobb batted 366.
Ty Cobb.
Over a long time. Highest in a season by a left-hander. American League is George Sisler. St. Louis, 420, 1922.
22. Wow. Well, you know, you got a pretty good memory. Is that why you're holding your cell phone?
What?
You know, back in the day before you had smartphones, you know, people would say, what's this? You say, I don't know. I'm going to write somebody a letter and see if I can get an answer, you know.
See if I can go down to the library and look that up.
Go to the library and check it out, you know. You know, by the way, libraries are kind of taking it on the chin a little bit now, too, you know, like newspapers are, not just domestically, but in the whole world. Because newspapers now, you know, nobody buys them as much as they used to. And the libraries, not as many people that go there. So both of those places are having to adjust to the world of the Internet, you know. Well, you know, we've adjusted to the world of the Internet years ago. We've been streaming for years now, right?
Eight years, I guess. For 8 years.
So, you know, we understand that that's there. But, you know, don't you think, Brady, that most everybody – in the shortwave world just kind of says, yeah, it's streaming. Okay, it's streaming. I still would rather listen to it on the radio.
I do, but I think a lot of folks listen on their computers and smartphones when it's convenient.
When it's convenient.
We hear from people who talk about that, you know, plug it up in the car and listen to CR over.
Yeah.
And that's okay, too, because your smartphone is a lot of things, and one of them is a radio receiver.
It is.
Even though it's not true shortwave over the air,
but
you're still able to get it. And it's a simulcast. Our streams are just simulcast what's going out over the air.
And I do that too. You know, I'll listen to it on the smartphone or over President Lin's on her Samsung TV. Pick it up on the TV.
Watch it on TV.
I prefer the radio, but hey, I'll plug up a smartphone and a flash and listen to it if that's the case. It's kind of interesting to listen to Bob Martin. You know. Or Terry Blaylock, you know, on radio, then listen to him on internet. You know, it's a little bit different. It sounds a little bit different, yeah.
We all like the sound of radio, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, no doubt. So me and you this morning was just kind of looking again at what we're going to, how our frequencies are going to run up through, what, end of August, is it, I think?
31st of August, yeah. We're actually scheduled past that, but what we are going to confirm as of today and post on WWCR.com, mm-hmm. there's a link there for our transmitter schedules.
Yeah, yeah.
And it will now be extended through the 31st of August.
Sure will.
And if you're familiar with the schedule, then not really no need to check on it because no, nothing is going to change.
Nothing's changed.
Everything seems to be, you know, the response is good, reception's good.
Yes.
We have had some solar flares and unsettled geomagnetic fields, stuff like that.
But regardless of the frequency, you're going to have those.
That's going to affect everything. And we had one the other day. I was talking to a listener in like the Texas panhandle.
Right.
And it affected him for about 20 minutes.
And then it
so
went
that
away.
Wasn't too bad.
No, that's okay. And there's nothing any of us can do about that.
No.
That's the thing. I am pretty pleased, though, that over the last year or two, we've kind of got the frequency schedules a little bit more settled. Because you remember from like 2009 through maybe 12, we had some major changes that we had to make. We didn't make them arbitrarily.
Right.
Like, remember losing 5070 on CR3
because
of the Russian armed forces was complaining about it. That threw us into a real mix.
Sure did. We lost several frequencies on a specific azimuth.
Oh, yeah.
And had to move that. So, in a way, we were kind of starting from scratch.
We were. You literally had to take two of the transmitters, two and three, and you had to pretty much reroute all of them, you know, because of that. But we were able to keep 5070 by moving it over to two because it's a different azimuth, you know. And knock on wood, we hadn't had any trouble with it. But, you know, it's just one of those things. We the 4840 during that time period, that's a byproduct of 5070, you know?
Yes. And that's working well. We get great response on 4840. We still do on 5070,
sure
even though
do.
That's strictly a B season frequency for us now.
It is.
It works out well when it's fall and winter months here in Tennessee.
Well, yeah, the 4840 literally took the place because remember 5070 was 12 hours a day pretty much, you know? And we couldn't get it working over on 2 for that time stretch. You know, it's so luckily we had been working on 4840. If I remember correctly, maybe 2010, when you and I were at HFCC in Dominican Republic, we tried maybe 4755, I think.
That sounds familiar. There were several that we tried.
Yeah.
I think that was 2009.
2009, it was.
And then 2010 was when we needed it.
Yep, and luckily
we've been testing it and working on it.
Yeah, that's right. It was. We tried several because one of our valued listeners, Terry from Alabama, was able to help us on some checking and monitoring stuff, too. I think he listened to it on the Hobart, maybe.
I don't know if he listens on the Hobart, but I think he's got his antenna wrapped around it.
It helps with the reception. I can see that. You got to be careful slicing meat with those wires and stuff.
Well, he's talented.
Oh, he is.
He makes dough.
Oh, he makes dough. He makes
dough. We just can't hide our envy of Terry from Alabama.
He's got the Hobart meat slicer and the dough and all that stuff. He makes dough. He's got a Hobart. They gather around the Hobart and sing and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty touching, really.
Yeah.
Or retching. No, touching. But, you know, it is true. We just happened to get lucky, and we were looking in that 48, 47 frequency range about a year before that 5070 hit. And I remember when the complaint came from the Russians, Tom Lucy and I were traveling to, we actually were in Hong Kong, headed to Kuala Lumpur for an HFCC. And he told me, he got an email, and I thought, oh, this is great. So on the flight from Hong Kong to KL, he and I started looking at other possibilities. I couldn't call you know, up in the air, you know. But as soon as I touched down and got to the hotel, you and I started talking, and I said, dude, I said, he's saying we got to, like, move, like,
now.
And you said, well, we've been trying 4840. What do you think? Give it a whirl? I said, yeah, why not? See what happens, you know. And knock on wood again, it worked, you know. That was a saving grace, man.
Sure is. And it's worked out long term. 4840 is a good frequency. It's gets
like
all
a,
over
it's
the
like
place.
It's like a clear channel.
And goes back to, since we're deep in the frequencies today, 6115.
Yes,
another new
yes.
one that we've started using. We got a really, really impressive report on 6115 the other day.
India.
A long
India.
Stretch.
Yeah.
And that's a tight fit. That's one of those in bands that you talk about. You can't be, you know,
oh,
over
no, no,
either way
no,
at all. You're just
you
dead
gotta,
on it.
You got to be tuned right on the money.
And then also the folks around you have to be tuned on the money
oh, yeah.
to not be bleeding over
no
on
kid.
You. And I guess everything worked out great atmospherically. The transmitter's running well. And
well,
we
India,
got a really
a good,
stellar recording
oh, yeah.
from
oh, that
India.
Was, yeah, listen to Pastor Scott, as mm-hmm. a matter of fact, yeah. The maps may not show it's there, but when somebody sends you an MP3...
Sent the recording.
Yeah, sent the recording, and you can hear it clearly. I mean, you know, that's, you know, about as good as you get.
There were a few pops maybe in the first little stretch of it, and then it just went
clear. It just smooth.
Clear.
Yeah, it just went... Yeah.
Just clear.
And
when
it,
we say listenable in this case, it's not...
It's like real.
You're not straining
real,
to listen
no,
to it
no,
at all.
No, this is like listening, you know, AM radio, you know. It did good. And you're right. In band, you got to be tight. And everybody around you's got to be tight. That's something that before Phil was around 2009, was it? I think
yeah,
he came.
About the same time.
We weren't really too tight, you know, and that's cleared itself. Another place where we had to be real tight was, remember when we was running 3195?
Yes.
We had to be no farther. We could not have anything any more than four each side because it would get in the way of some Mars stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was remember I was telling Phil, I said, this 3195 will work, but man, we have got to be tight. We can't be slipping at all. He says, we won't. He says, it'll work. He says, we will be right dead on the money. And we were mm-hmm. dead on the money. But I guess we quit using that one and went to 6115 when we had the opportunity.
Yes.
Know?
Yeah.
Boy, that worked out good.
6115 is working well. The frequencies are doing very well for summertime. I think that on the whole, you can say that reception does work a little bit better in the fall and winter.
Yep.
But
yep.
not but much been, of a drop-off no, going on here at all
good.
Summertime.
It's been pretty good. And, you know, with the atmospheric conditions and the solar flares, we're still getting suitable, sizable response from folk, both in the U.S., you know, that happened to mayhap to here, and also non-domestically, like the India for 6115,
sure.
you know.
Continue to hear from folks all throughout Europe, Africa.
Isn't that cool? You know?
Quite a lot of response coming from Central and South America.
Sure is.
As always,
yeah.
Canada.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
As always.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
Bulgaria again, you know. That's kind of interesting.
It is.
Those are, you know, and I'm not trying to belittle the mapping systems, but, you know, with this propagation in shortwave, it's hard to say you are going to hit exactly this location, and that's it. Because
mm-hmm.
we've seen so many examples otherwise.
There's gray area.
Oh, there is.
There's it's not all just black and white.
It's
you're
not
sure
all
right
just
about
black
that.
And white. That's true. That's true.
So I guess to just to restate it, our frequency schedules have been updated,
mm-hmm. yes.
and they're going to
yes.
take you through, really, through the rest of the summer, through the end of August.
Exactly.
And we will report further from there about any changes, and we'll continue to look into our B schedule.
Yes.
And you'll be looking into that in person in Australia
yeah,
at the HFCC's next
yeah.
meeting.
In fact, next for the listeners, just that we do think ahead on this, next week you and I are going to line by line all the B-15s mm-hmm. up through next, God, what, through, up through next spring or something. You know?
Go through 2016.
2016,
right?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Long ways out.
Yeah, you got to do it like that. You know?
Check on the new frequencies, and we'll see you next time for 434.
Sounds good, man.
WWCR is a presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are any questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218 USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.